Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Frank Reynolds, attorney with the Foster Swift Law Firm in Lansing. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
It's very well. I'm glad to be able to talk with you again so soon. We spoke last week about an Army sergeant who had got into some trouble with the law, and we're having some good outcomes for him through Veterans Court in East Lansing, and some new information today. So why don't you catch us up to speed on what we know?
Okay. We've resolved his civil case, the criminal case, and everything's in place through the Veterans Court and East Lansing with Judge Jordan, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. The other issue that we were dealing with, he was scheduled for a separation board with the Army coming up at the end of the month, and they were seeking to secure a dishonorable discharge, which under the circumstances I thought was a very bad idea for a lot of reasons. His JAG officer, Captain Jason Ballard from Fort Knox, and I filed a motion for reconsideration, and we put a proposal out to the Army. And basically, we were requesting a conditional waiver of the Administrative Separation Board in exchange for a general under honorable conditions discharge. We needed to keep him eligible for his VA benefits so he can continue with his treatment program. For those people who didn't hear your show before, Sergeant Eifert is a combat veteran. He did two tours in combat in Iraq. He had several vehicles that were blown up that he was in. He wasn't injured specifically from those, but we were concerned about TBIs that can result, concussions that can result. He had an arm injury, and he came back and in 2007 was diagnosed with PTSD and some other issues. And he was stationed to recruiting station, which is a very stressful position. He was involved in an episode in Meridian Township. We were shooting guns off in his backyard. The police were called. He ultimately was charged with several felonies. Basically, what he was doing was trying to commit suicide by police. After this all happened, he was in jail for a period of time. And through a lot of effort, I was able to get him into the Veterans Court in East Lansing. The Veterans Court is a specialty court that deals with our servicemen and women that have issues that they need to deal with. Typically, these might be substance abuse, alcohol abuse, minor kinds of offenses, and it's usually for veterans, not active duty military. We're able to get him in because of the uniqueness of his circumstances and because of the service he provided to the country. My argument was we'd be better off to get him the treatment that he needs and deal with this in response to his injuries that he brought back from Iraq. Once we got him into the court, my next step was to get him into the VA hospital in Battle Creek, which we were able to do. That took an awful lot of work as well. And we got through all of that part. His treatment was coming along fairly well. And then about 2 weeks ago, we came to a resolution on the civil case. And then yesterday, I just got word that the Army had granted our motion for reconsideration, accepted his conditional waiver, and now we're just waiting for the actual order of discharge.
So this is great news for him that A, he's getting the help that he needs, which you and I spoke about before, so vitally important, instead of just putting him in jail and throwing away the key, given the service and the special circumstances. As you said to me before, Frank, you know, he's paying for what he did.
Absolutely.
Not getting special treatment in that sense. But to then not be losing benefits after a military career is incredibly important, I would think, for his ability to get better as well.
Well, kind of the way I looked at it, he was providing a service to protect me, and the least I could do was give it my best to protect him.
I think that's
something that we need to do, and I like the Veterans Court. I like what's going on and the concept behind it. What's going to happen is probably this week and maybe even tomorrow, he'll leave the VA hospital in Battle Creek, and he'll go to a residential VA program in Ann Arbor, and will continue with his, you know, medical treatment, and, you know, continue to heal and get well. And then with the military thing, they'll go through and administratively process that, and we'll be done at that with that part.
How is his family bearing up?
They're doing so much better now. It's been so stressful. They still have, you know, tremendous financial issues to deal with. But the stress of not knowing, is he going to prison? Is he going to be dishonorably discharged? His benefits have been cut off. And, you know, it looked like everything was, you know, just dismal for the family. And little by little, as we started getting things taken care of, things started easing up for them. And they're in great spirits right now. They're elated that he's going to continue getting the treatment that he needs. He's doing a ton better. And he's healing. I can see the difference from when I first met him to today.
So the family can look forward to coming back together and being a family again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We talked about the Veterans Court, and I, as I mentioned to you before, I've had Judge David Jordan, I'm sorry, on the program. It's a pretty extraordinary program.
Yeah, it really is. And for your listeners out there who might know military people or their families that don't know what resources are available, I was so frustrated with VA and with the Army trying to get information. And part of it is it was new to me, the process. And part of it is working through the bureaucracy can be really difficult. But the whole concept behind the Veterans Court is to leave no veteran behind. And in almost a year ago now, our Chief Justice Marilyn Kelly of the Michigan Supreme Court said, and I'm a quoter, "We truly owe a debt of gratitude to our veterans. It is my hope that this Veterans Court program will serve our veterans as well as they have served all of us." And I think that's well said. And I think from my experience, this is my first time through the Veterans Court, it's a remarkable program. And what happens, all the services and benefits and players that are involved in dealing with an injured service person come together and they're coordinated. The one thing that's a huge, huge plus is the assignment of a mentor to the veteran. And in my case, Sergeant Major Dunkel stepped in, and he is also a combat veteran. So he was able to sit down with my client and talk about things that I'm clueless about because I've never been in combat. So that component right there was a big part of it. They were very flexible in following some suggestions that I made about how we should proceed, where he should go, and I was able to introduce several different people that I've met in different places in the state who are now a part of this whole program. So the idea is, let's provide the oversight, the monitoring. There are consequences for your behavior, and we have to deal with those. And they bring the veterans in twice a month. And they have a discussion with the court, with the probation officer, with the counselors, with the mentors. What are you doing? How are you doing? How are things changing? And what's really unique is after each session with an individual veteran, all the audience applauds. And you don't see that in the courtroom.
I was
going to
say,
often.
I haven't been in a courtroom to see that either. So, that I mean, it's moving.
It is. It's very moving. And it's kind of nice because we're addressing an issue that I think has been overlooked for a lot of years and for more than one war. And you know, we know a lot more than we've known in the past. I think people are more receptive to dealing with PTSD and other issues. So basically the idea is, let's be really professional with our veterans and let's treat them promptly. You know, let's get right on and get things moving. My case was different because the charges were assaultive in nature, and I had an active duty soldier rather than a veteran, so it took me a little bit longer to do it. But the Veterans Court is a great program. There's a Veterans Outreach Program out of Ann Arbor, and I've worked with Melody Powers through that, and she makes herself available to do trainings for law enforcement and other people about PTSD and for the courts, for the Veterans Courts. And so she's been an integral part, and her area didn't cover East Lansing, but I asked her as a favor if she would come up so I could introduce her to Judge Jordan, and she's now an active participant here.
Well, and like you said, the program is extraordinary, and it's there for a reason, and we sure want people to be aware of it. What about the Cooley Project? I've discussed that on my show in the past as well.
Absolutely. Heather Spielmaker is at Cooley. And she is a director of the school Center for Ethics, Service, and Professionalism. And she designed a program. She founded it in April of 2007, and it's called Cooley Law School Service to Soldiers Legal Assistance Referral Program. What this program does, there are over 300 lawyers, and I'm one of them, who are volunteers to assist service people on a pro bono basis for the the lower paid people, E5s and down. Mm-hmm. The program's up and running in Michigan. They've started it in Florida. It's a nationally recognized program right now. And there are 137 attorneys right now. I think I misspoke that before. We've serviced over 300 servicemen and women. We've drafted probably 1,500 legal documents, wills, powers of attorney, that type of thing. We've assisted in custody problems. We've assisted in landlord-tenant, creditor-debtor issues, that type of thing. And it's a wonderful resource for people who are out there and they come back and, you know, their house is in foreclosure or they've got, you know, creditors on their back, you know, this type of thing.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, and, you know, the program itself is something that I think is going to probably expand nationally, and it's a great service that the legal profession is, and the law school has provided to our service people.
Well, Frank, as always, I appreciate your time and expertise on the issue and being able to let more folks know about this program to help more of our soldiers who've returned. I appreciate your time so much.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Frank Reynolds, attorney with Foster Swift Law Firm in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.